Blog Talk Radio.
Progressive presents Get Pumped. Inspiration to help you do insurance stuff.
Okay, time out. You're gonna let your budget be the boss of you? Take control with Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay for car insurance, and we'll help you find options that fit your budget. Here's some music to get you pumped. Da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-da-dong-dang-dang. I hear your budget laughing at you. Oh, wait, that's just those kids laughing at me. Ignore them!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blog Talk Radio.
Planet Earth and beyond, you're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report, As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the almighty, all-wise, true and living God, Allah, who has come to us this day and granted us a divine mercy and reminder in the personage of the last and most surely the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names with love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also formerly SalamJournal.com and SalamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Come again, my beloved family. Let me say unto you all, As-salamu alaykum, and welcome to another edition of the most powerful platform for truth in existence. This is your platform for black liberation, black education, and black empowerment. This is the Star and Crescent Report, and our show today is titled Rogue State. The American Empire Gets Exposed. I just want to say something on the air. Brother Rashid, didn't I call it yesterday in our conversation when I was telling you to look for something very provocative soon, and I was telling you what was going on in the Middle East? Look what happened. It wasn't 3 hours, 4 hours after I talked to you and shared some things with you. I was sitting in, he and I were holding the conversation. I was sitting in the parking lot of my Nabar Comeback Dojo. And I was talking to Brother Rashid on the phone, and he and I were exchanging views, and I was telling him what I feel is happening and what I see building up. And next thing you know, I get from the dojo, all hell is breaking loose in the Middle East, you know. I see Brother Rashid, I saw your hand up. If you put your hand back up, I'll bring you in real quick before we go into some clips, because I want to get to the nitty-gritty of this American empire, this rogue empire, this rogue state. Notice how she constantly labeled every other nation that would not bow to her policies, that would not bow to her dictates, as rogue nations. She even at one time labeled Russia, her military peer, a rogue nation. She even labeled her economic peer and now military peer, China, a rogue nation. And here it is, she's in contravention of all of the international laws and norms that she have established. Why? Because she sees that her time is running out. Not only is America's time running out, but the whole of the Anglo world is running out. They know this. But these things must take place. Again, I keep telling you, these events must take place in the Middle East and North African region. These things must go forth because God wants to show you something. He wants to prove to you that he's able to whip America and free you. He's going to bring her to her knees by degrees from what you cannot perceive. And what is going on in the Middle East is in direct correlation to the liberation of the black man and woman here in America and our people around the globe, because the lie of Israel, that stain, that cancer, that occupational state, is in desperation now. They're in desperation mode. You understand? Because the lie is being exposed. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to bring Brother Rashid Nasser in 1 second. I know he has a few things to say. Brother, I got to say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Walik Slam, black man.
Yes, sir.
Like we say, that Elijah Muhammad is like having a Rosetta Stone for the Rosetta Stone for the future. You know,
hey, did I call the black man?
Elijah, you write about a few hours later, they start firing him off in between Syria and Israel, they start firing. That is correct. We were talking about that. But that Elijah Muhammad, brother, once you got that Elijah Muhammad in your head, you can tell what's going on. See, we don't see what's happening around our block or what's the street. Elijah Muhammad gives you a global view of things. I remember one time Minister Farrakhan, this is when he was with the Messenger. He was talking about one of his sons, and he said that he was on the ground floor, and he said, "But look around, son, what can you see?" And he said, "Daddy, I see a whole lot." And then he said, they went up to the Empire State Building to the top of it and looked out with the binoculars on the top of the Empire State. And then he said, "What now? What do you see, son?" And that son said, "Well, I can see a whole lot more than I can when I was down at the bottom." This is what Elijah Muhammad does for us. He gives us a global view of what's going on. See, we don't just look at what's happening two or three blocks up the street or what's happening next 15 minutes in front of us. We are looking at what's happening in the global form of view and what's happening down the wheel of time 10, 15, 20, 30 years down the wheel of time. I remember my mentor telling me that Minister John Shabazz told him that's what the Messenger Muhammad's teachings do for you. He said when the Messenger tells you something, it may not gonna happen tomorrow, but down the wheel of time, it will take place. And this is, we have the man of the hour, bro.
Yes, sir. You have anything else to say at this moment? Because I'm going to bring
you back in shortly.
Go
ahead on, brother, with the show. I'm anxious to hear what you got to say, too.
All right, my good brother.
Salam alaikum.
I mean, it wasn't, brother and sister, it wasn't 2-3 hours later. Brother Rashid and I were talking, and I was telling him what I saw coming, and boom, I come home from martial arts practice, and all hell is broken loose in the Middle East, in the same area, in the same things that we were discussing happened. This is the outlook that is projected when you get that Eurocentric mind out of your head, and you indulge yourself, and you just put Elijah Muhammad in your head and your heart. You see things so clearly, and you see it so far ahead of others that others can't pick up. And this is what we're trying to get into you. We're trying to get you to understand these things. See, what's going on in the Middle East right now, right here, is for you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad says that these wars, especially the wars in the Middle East, is to break America. It's to grind her by degrees down, to break her economy, to break her political system, to break her economics, and to break her stranglehold over the American so-called Negro and these nations around the world that has been under the thumb of this wicked and brutal empire. And for this thing to go on, there must be, and we've been saying this from the start of the show, that MENA, M-E-N-A, the acronym for Middle Eastern North African Regional War, must take place. And all you hear from these pundits, these prognosticators, and from these so-called diviners, they're saying that we're close to a regional war in Middle East and North Africa. Go read it. Go Google it. They're telling you these things. They weren't saying it 5 years ago, 10 years ago, but we're telling you these things now because we are in the culmination of prophecy. You understand? Therefore, we can see, because we are looking at the blueprint or the Rosetta Stone that has been laid out to us. You understand what we're saying? So these things must take place. And Israel and America are one and the same. They're desperate, black man and black woman. I saw something on here, and I want to read it for you. And I'm going to take a couple of clips, a couple headlines of articles in the news, and I'm going to read something to you to show you the desperation, okay? Now, when Israel launched this salvo of 60 missiles, according to the news, the Eastern media, that the old Syrian air defense managed to knock down over 60 of the missiles fired by Israel. They launched 70 in the Syrian air defenses, according to the Russian Ministry of Defense. Now, I'm going to tie all this into the economics, so you got to let me lay the base, okay? Especially for you new listeners who thought it was just going to be about religion. No, we talk about theology, we talk about time, we talk about prophecy, we talk about politics, geopolitics, we tie it all in, so that you can get a clear picture of the time. You understand? So, according to the Russian Ministry of Defense, Syrian air defense is down half of over 60, but then they updated it to 70 missiles, including the 10 ballistic missiles. Not only did they fire 60 missiles from I think 20-some warplanes, they fired 70 missiles altogether, and 10 of them was of the ballistic missiles. That means from state to state, ground to ground missiles, okay? That is something, having technology from the 1960s and 70s, okay? That is something. Now, the reason this is taking place, remember, this didn't come in no vacuum. Donald Trump pulls out of the nuclear deal. Now, last month he just said that Iran had been living up to the nuclear deal. Why pull out then? He says it's a bad deal, but everybody else in the world said that it was a good deal. Why does he have his eyes on Iran? Because this is when America and the West attacks Persia, this is where all hell will break loose too, brothers and sisters. This is why they're fighting in Syria right now. And brother, I hope Brother Rashid and Brother Jerry and the rest will come in during the show and elaborate some more, because I got so many things I have to touch on. Sometimes I can only touch on a little bit here, a little bit there, so that I can paint the picture for you, okay? But I just want you to look at this, because we're going to go down these headlines real quick to give you an idea of what is going on in the world. In a battle in Syria, in the last, this was not reported in the main media, is that when the Syrian forces went head up against the Kurdish forces that are being bagged by America, in the last few days, week or so, the Syrian forces routed them in every battle. Listen to me good, in every battle. What does this have to do with the black man of America? What does this have to do with the empire? You're going to learn. They routed them. They didn't just rout the Kurds. They had U.S., French, NATO, and British special forces. The Syrian forces routed them. And this is why America started their air campaign again in Syria. And this is why Israel started those little attacks. They're desperate because they're losing. And how can America keep up this cloak of invincibility when she's losing? She's lost everything. She went and overthrew Saddam Hussein, thinking that she would take the oil. Matter of fact, Donald Trump says we should take the oil. Go Google that, and you can hear him on the videos. We should just take the oil. And now, Iraq has defense agreements buying Russian weapons instead of U.S. weapons. Right? She overthrew Muammar Gaddafi in Libya, and now Libya's in chaos. But Haftar, the Air Force general, is buying weapons from Russia, not America. Everywhere that America has stuck her foot in, you see chaos, destruction, disillusionment, as I said. The people are dissatisfied, and they're looking for an alternative to the empire in the West. This is a desperation attempt to try to salvage something, because Syria was mopping the floor with the ISIS and U.S. Special Forces and British Special Forces. So they allowed Israel to intervene, and this is why Bibi Netanyahu went to Moscow to talk to Putin. But that's another story, because we got to talk about this. We got to go so in-depth. And you say, well, why did Putin do this? But well, listen, brothers and sisters, in the scheme of all of this stuff, the people that you're looking at, they're all devils. You understand me? So when you look at it, you have to look at all this stuff from the standpoint that you are dealing with devils. Some of them are less evil than others, but they are all devils. You understand? So let's go to something. This other headline says that U.S. allegedly gives Israel green light to kill Iranian top general. Now, this comes right on the heels of pulling out of the nuclear deal. Why? Because they have always had, I've told you this, they've always had their sight on Iran. Why? Dick Cheney and the neocons used to say something of this sort, and I might be butchering it in my paraphrasing, but it says, anybody can war in Syria, but real men go to war in Iran, with Iran. This is what they said. This is their slogan. They're saying slogans like this, black man and black woman. Why? Because they see Asia, which Iran is a Middle Eastern, but it is a Central Asian nation also, because it borders the Caspian Sea also. They want to get into Iran to get under Russia and China's underbelly. They're already in Afghanistan, right? They're already through the Balkans, right? They want to get into deep into Central Asia so that they can go up and destabilize the Russian Federation and cause more havoc in the sovereign nation of China and all the surrounding areas like Pakistan and all of these other. No, this is strategic, because the empire knows she has a short time, black man and black woman. And Iran has been on their radar ever since. Matter of fact, I'm going to play some clips, and I want you to pay close attention to these clips. I'm going to play a couple of clips talking about the Iran situation, and then we'll transition into the economics part, but we're going to be bouncing back and forth as we talk, okay? But this show is titled Rogue State, The American Empire Gets Exposed. Pay close attention. This first clip is about 3 minutes. Pay close attention.
You mentioned Iran. How serious is this narrative now going to twist away, well, maybe while still remaining on Syria, but going to focus on some kind of imminent war on Iran, especially as we know John Bolton is now National Security Advisor and Donald Trump?
Well, it's John Bolton and this man, Mike Pompeo, who's the Secretary of State. It's hard to know who amongst them is the most extreme. But Iran has been a major target, much more so than Syria, much more so than Iraq, because Iran was one of the pillars of Western power, American power in the Middle East. And when Mossadegh, the democratically elected leader of Iran, was overthrown in the 1950s by Britain and the United States, and the Shah was installed, that was when the pillar was reinforced. But the pillar collapsed in 1979 with the revolution in Iran, and that has never been forgiven. Getting Iran, the major ambition at the moment, that's why we're coming to a very dangerous period when Trump must ratify the agreement that Obama signed with Iran, along with the EU, under which Iran committed itself, as it frankly always had, committed itself to a peaceful nuclear program. In return, sanctions were dropped, and so on. We have dangers, you know, dangers that are presented to us that are so unnecessary. Why are we threatening countries like Iran, which hasn't invaded anyone for about 400 years, but don't threaten us? Why is anachronism like Israel allowed to have its impunity? Why do we, as you have described, journalists write down what governments tell us? Why don't they question them? Don't they? It's just a few years ago that all those terrible mistakes happened in 2002, 2003, that led to the disaster of the invasion of Iraq. Why is this being repeated? These are questions that demand to be answered, not just by journalists, but by the public, in democracy, particularly in countries that still regard themselves as democratic.
So I'm going to bring Brother Rashid back in because he wants to say a few things. But again, he says this, that America did not forgive Iran for overthrowing the Shah. When the U.S. and British overthrew Mossadegh, who was the elected prime minister of Iran, and installed a brutal tyrant, the Shah, they thought that they had won the Middle East over. And when the Iranian people in the revolution overthrew the Shah, America never forgave them. See, this is similar to what happened to Libya. This is what I'm saying. There's a pattern here. When Idris, was living the life, and the people were in poverty, living in huts and in desert tents, and he was living in a mansion, right? And Muammar Gaddafi and some of the, not the the highest level of military people, but the second tier, when they got together and decided that they were going to have a bloodless coup, they were going to overthrow the so-called king of Libya and put the power back into the hands of the people, and they were going to evict the British. They were going to evict America. They were going to evict the Western occupational forces out of Libya. That was never, ever forgiven when Muammar Gaddafi and them came to power. That was never forgiven. So they went into a plan, and the devil shows you these things. I keep telling y'all on one show, and now someone must have listened to the show because they have a video about this on YouTube somewhere. But the devil, when he's plotting something, he's a strategic thinker. He just doesn't say, he'll put a movie out or he'll put a song out, and he'll tell you what he's planning to do. And then when you look around, it happens. Just like in that movie, with Ray Liotta, I was telling you about, and when he was a prisoner and he went to jail and he was having these flashbacks and he was talking about what happened in Benghazi, Libya, and there was a firefight and a lot of people were being slaughtered, and the U.S. used this because they were behind it. The U.S., Britain, and NATO used this to justify intervening in Libya to overthrow the government of Libya. This is in the movie, and this movie is in the 80s. And exactly what was in the movie transpired, and the so-called revolution took place in Benghazi. They never forgave Muammar Gaddafi for that. The same thing. But Iran is eating a little bit of the fruits of his labor because Iran gave tactical support for the Western Empire to overthrow Gaddafi because they had beef with Gaddafi. See, this is that blowback effect. They're not innocent in none of this. And this is why the messenger said the nations are so corrupt. He said all of them are so corrupt. This is what he was talking about. So now the corruption feeds into this matter. And now I guess they felt if they fed Gaddafi or this to the West, this will slow down the Western onslaught against them. This is wrong, black man and black woman. This state here is a state that must feed upon the destruction of others. And pretty soon, one state after the other will fall victim to the American rogue state that must feed on the blood and the destruction and the misery of others to keep the American empire together, to keep the American empire in luxury while others bleed, die, and beg for food under the threat of bombs and more bombs. Let me bring in Brother Rashid again. Brother Rashid, assalamu alaikum, brother.
Waalaikum, brother. As you was talking about this Iran deal, it reminded me, which I talked to the brother yesterday or the day before. He was teaching me that this back in the 60s, that Minister John Shabazz, because he would get taught by the messenger, taught them in FOI that when they attack Persia, this thing is going to go regional. Persia is Iran. This is what do you understand? The messenger teaching us what is happening before our eyes. Another thing he taught, that China would run over Australia. You hear that in the news, that China and Australia is going. Brother Elijah Muhammad, what we really just need to admit that he is the last messenger of God. Somebody know what's going to happen 50, 60, 70, 80 years in the future and not be taught by a God.
Yes, sir.
Don't make sense. Salaam alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. This is what I'm saying. That is the catalyst for the regional war. See, America is stuck in Syria. She thought she was just going to be able to overthrow Syria and keep going. I'll go to the 424 in just a minute, okay? And she thought she was going to keep this lie of Israel going and keep flooding the Middle East with weapons with no blowback so that the world can continue to listen to this. They can continue to be arrogant, full of hubris, and project themselves as the leaders of the democratic world. France says, after Israel fires 70 missiles into Syria, France says, we're warning Iran not to escalate. Well, what the hell do you call that if somebody fires 10 ballistic missiles into a sovereign state, flies their warplanes and violates all sovereignty of the state, constantly bombing people, and then fires over 60 from warplanes. That's not an escalation? Oh, it's not an escalation because it comes from Israel. Why? Because that is the neo-colonial Zionist entity that is imposed upon the Middle East to keep you thinking that those are God's chosen people. All of this stuff is coming down, black man and black woman. All of it is being exposed so the world can see them for who they really are. And you're not going to be able to hide behind this. This is why the show is titled Rogue State. The American Empire gets exposed. Let me go to the 424 on the Star and Crescent Report. I say unto you, assalamu alaikum.
Like salam, sir.
Oh, good. How you doing, my good brother Gerald?
I'm doing good, brother. I have to use another line, brother, because I wanted to read out something, brother. And, you know, as the saying goes in the church, you know what they say, I went to the rock to hide my faith. But even the rock was crying out, ain't no hiding place. You got to get on to Elijah. Elijah is the man.
Yes, sir. Go ahead, my brother. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out something in an article on Press TV. It said the headline is U.S. withdrawal from Iran deal violates U.N. resolution, Russian FM. So it just goes to show just how much of a liar America is. They have never honored any agreement, any treaty, or anything that they have signed and then lived up to it. Once again, they have come full forth to show their true face, which are liars. It says Russia top diplomat has denounced the pullout by the U.S. of the 2015 Iran nuclear deal as a significant violation of a United Nations resolution that endorsed an international document back then. During a Thursday press conference with his visited German counterpart, Heiko Maas, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Washington cannot unilaterally reinstate those anti-Iran sanctions, which were lifted by the United Nations. We are seriously concerned about the decision of the U.S. administration to withdraw from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, thereby committing a significant violation of Security Council Resolution 2231, Lavrov said, referring to the deal by its official name. Resolution 2231 was adopted by the UN Security Council in July 2015 to endorse the landmark nuclear agreement, which had been concluded days earlier between Iran on the one side and the 15 nations body permanent members plus Germany on the other. American President Donald Trump sparked widespread international criticism late on Tuesday when he announced Washington was walking away from the Iran deal. The U.S. president also said the highest level of economic sanctions would be reinstated against Iran, threatening similar bans against any nation that helped Iran in what he claimed to be its quest for nuclear weapons. Why Israel holds on to well over 300 nuclear weapons, but of course that's okay, right? Washington's five other partners in the deal took turns to censor Trump's attack on the multilateral Iran deal, vowing that they would stick to their commitments under the accord despite the U.S. withdrawal. The European Union, which moderate the discussions in the run-up to the deal, also came out in support of the deal, warning the White House against any attempt to harm the European firms doing business with Iran. The Russian foreign minister further censored Washington's withdrawal from the JCPOA as a very, very significant blow to the nuclear non-proliferation regime in the region, warning that it was unreasonable to ignore the interests of Tehran and its partners. Speaking of the U.S. unilateral sanctions, we could not do anything about it. However, it does not apply to the lifting of the UNSC sanctions, as this decision could not be revisited, Lavrov said. Lavrov, meanwhile, praised Iran's balanced reaction to Trump's move, adding that it is a situation that haste would probably be unproductive. The remaining signatories, he added, are working to find ways to preserve. And it's a long order, but also, brother, what's significant is there are European countries who want to keep the nuclear deal to being reinstated, but then you got America who wants to pull out. So you got a significant situation where European countries want to side with the deal with Iran, but then Israel and, of course, America. So you got also the white world, brother, going back and forth, whereas, you know, that division and that divide is setting in. So just to say on that, brother, go ahead and continue on with this truth. Assalamu alaikum.
All praise be to Allah. Assalamu alaikum. Yes, sir. I want to elaborate on the brother, what he was saying. With this thing, what this shows you that America is being exposed for her hypocrisy, for her intransigence and for her hubris. You know, this is what the scripture talking about when he talking about how arrogant she would be. And God would feed her her own flesh as if it were sweet wine. This is what's going on. She's being exposed internationally amongst her so-called allies and amongst her enemies and amongst states that were sitting on the fence, scared to offend the empire. Now they're seeing that she can no longer be trusted. Now look, what do you think North Korea is doing at this moment as they're looking at this? Huh? Do you believe that they think that America will not attack them if they disarm? Ask Muammar Gaddafi. Oh, you can't do that. Why? Because America killed him after he disarmed. Ask Saddam Hussein. Oh, you can't do that. Why? Because America killed him after he disarmed. Right? And they tried to kill Assad when he disarmed the chemical weapons. They know that it was verified by the UN Security Council, verified by UNSCOM, the UN chemical weapons program, that Assad had no chemical weapons. It was verified. Even John Kerry himself said that the last batch of chemical weapons were taken out of Syria. You can go Google this. So why the hell do they keep beating these lies? Because they believe that you are ignorant. And if I can tell you a lie long enough, and repetitiously, it will drown out the cause of the truth. This is what the liar does. This is how deceitful he is. I'm going to tell you that it's purple outside, regardless of how bright the sun is and how beautiful it is today. It's purple outside. If I say it to you a million times, and I continue to tell you what your eyes are seeing is wrong, you'll start believing it. Repetition. This is why the media continues to regurgitate these talking points from the government. Because the media is only a reflection of this government. They are the scribes of today. America's in trouble, black man and black woman. Matter of fact, not only that, I'm going to follow up Brother Gerald's point. Now look at this. Headline, U.S. allegedly gives Israel green light to kill top Iranian general. That's what a report stated. Now, what's the difference with this? Do you know that is a violation of the Geneva Convention? Do you know that is a violation of international law? Because this man is a general, a legitimate general of a legitimate government and nation. That is, go look it up in the UN terms. That is a violation of international law, and you can be brought, you should be brought before the so-called international court for crimes. But America and Britain and the rest of them, they don't pay heed to that because they feel that might is right. This is why God is exposing them, and then he's going to bring, while he's exposing them, he's bringing down their might by bringing up opposing powers to counter the so-called established power. This is the established power when they talk about their world order. They say the established international order. The established laws of international trade and conducting ourselves. They're talking about what they imposed upon the world. And when other nations like China rise up to challenge that, they can't take that. Let's go a little further. I want to read a couple more, brothers and sisters, because I want you to bear with me. I want you to see how they are being exposed amongst their enemies and amongst their own colleagues. A headline says, Merkel, this is from the German chancellor, who's equivalent to what you call the U.S. president today, the German chancellor, Angela Merkel. She says, Europe can no longer rely on the U.S. to protect it. We must protect ourselves. See, she's been exposed. This is what I'm telling you. Look at this. Russia and China trade may exceed $100 billion due to Russia's economic recovery after U.S. sanctions. Now, America's support, her sanctions, you know, this was the power behind the empire. I'll sanction you. We're going to destroy Russia's economy. Now, Russia's economy, according to China and Russia, and according to the World Bank, has rebounded to a staggering degree, right? Russia has the lowest national debt among so-called first or second world nations. And now the trade is up with their number one trading partner, China. Isn't that something? See, do you see what I'm saying? She's getting exposed economically, too. The sanctions not working. That tool in her toolbox is no longer working. It's stripped. Now, let's go a little further. It says, excuse me, this is the EU's president, Juncker. Europe must replace the U.S. as a global leader after Trump quits Iran deal. Do you see how her allies are saying these things now? But you wouldn't have saw, you wouldn't have seen that. The desperation would not be there had Trump not made these moves. And what it is God is confusing their mind. Trump thinks he's leading, and the so-called government of America thinks they're leading the people down the path that they want to, when they don't understand that God is already steps and steps and steps ahead of them in this matter. And what they're doing is leading America and the European world down the pathway to hell, right? Brothers and sisters, you know what we're saying is right. But sometimes you don't want to hear it because it's not something that you looks good to you, I should say, something because you're in love with this white man's world. You're in love with his world. And now you see that this white man's world is collapsing, it's crashing. And nothing he does, militarily or economically, is panning out, as a matter of fact, to show you that this is a new stage of things. This is what came from the Syrian Foreign Ministry during after the Israeli strikes or attempted strikes on Syria. Israeli strikes indicate a new phase of aggression against Syria. This is not the old phase where they sat by idly and passively. This is a new phase. That means if we're in a new phase, we're no longer in the old phase. That means things are intensifying. Things are progressing, right? They're not staggering. They're not standing still. They're not stalling out. They're intensifying. Is that not right? Talk back to your brother, 347-989-0855. What I'm trying to show you is that we're in a world that is devolving and declining. And Allah is exposing America. He's pulling up her skirt and showing the nations her shame. This is what you're seeing today. And it's beautiful in the eyesight of those who know and those who have been waiting for this day for so long. It's beautiful. I want you to listen to this. Look at what they're saying. Remember, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that you cannot trust these people. And remember, the scripture tells us that that man of sin would be exposed, right? He's untrustworthy. If he gains your trust, Muhammad says, then you are gone. If this beast gains your trust, you are gone. I want you to listen to what these people are saying about America and how she cannot be trusted. Just 2 minutes.
The agreement meant to restrict Iran's nuclear energy program, the crowning achievement of the Obama White House, has finally been terminated by the Donald.
Today's action sends a critical message. The United States no longer makes empty threats. When I make promises, I keep them.
But how much impact is this really having? Only one country, the United States, is withdrawing, and Iran doesn't seem particularly worried.
I have ordered the Ministry of Foreign Affairs to negotiate with and lobby the European countries, as well as Russia and China, and to carry out the necessary coordination with them.
Russia and China are ready to keep things going as is. So are key allies of the United States and the European Union.
The European Union is determined to preserve it. We expect the rest of the international community to continue to do its part to guarantee that it continues to be fully implemented for the sake of our own collective security. Together with the rest of the international community, we will preserve this nuclear deal.
Now, this isn't the only global decision the Trump administration has made to be met with chirping crickets. Remember when the USA moved its embassy to Jerusalem? Other than Paraguay and Guatemala, the rest of the world was not exactly clamoring to follow suit. And remember when Trump pulled out of the Paris Climate Change Accords? Well, the other 195 countries that have signed on, they frowned at Washington for a minute, and then they moved on as if nothing had happened. The accords remain exactly the same. So, once again, we've got a big drum roll and fanfare from the White House. But with the rest of the world refusing to go along, is Washington's global leadership really all it's cracked up to be?
Everyone now recognizes that it's the United States that is unreliable and untrustworthy and that cannot be trusted even to abide by its own commitments. The Iranians, they're not going to be hurt as much as they would have been if the United States had implemented the agreement. So the Iranians have been dealing with sanctions on a daily basis for years now, and they've learned how to circumvent those sanctions. What the United States is doing is it's basically pushing these countries closer to each other. Even U.S. allies like European Union countries, because when Macron and the German Chancellor Merkel go to the United States and are completely ignored.
So what what you heard this man say is that America is pushing not only her enemies but her allies closer together because of her hubris, her imperial bravado, because of her arrogance, right? What we're seeing right now, black man and black woman, I want you to understand what we're seeing now is the uncovering of the empire. This is showing you that America is losing her position to impose her will and her dictates on not just the large nations, but the smaller nations also. This is showing you that she's lost trust amongst her allies and her enemies. She's lost her ability to project power like she once did. This is a rogue state. And now you are seeing with your own two eyes, and if you got four eyes, you're seeing them with four eyes, that the American empire is getting exposed. You see how beautiful it is? And then the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says, black man in America, there is no one as blind as you are and seeing what is going on against America. I have warned you for nearly 40 years that Allah in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever, came to me and gave me the knowledge of the truth, and I have been preaching it to you continually. Now, you see what is going on. As America has done, so it is being done unto her, right? She has surrounded the countries of other people. She has blown their cities to pieces, and she has killed their inhabitants. Those who were left alive, she put to flight, running for shelter from the destruction of America's might. It is very sad and horrible to look at the things that America has done, which are now coming on this country. You see? See? This is what's going on. The stuff, think about it. For years, she tried to nullify anybody else getting a say-so in the international arena. That's why she set up the UN like she set it up. You know, the League of Nations like she set it up. She set up all of these different organizations with the help of her Western colleagues, the colonial powers. They set up the World Bank. They set up the IMF. They set up all of these institutions to pillage and plunder weaker states to maintain their ability to live luxuriously, to live the life that they want at the expense of the entire globe. And now the blowback effect is exposing them and showing their weakness, showing their weak hands, and making other nations form alliances outside of that because they know that they could be next on the empire's list for destruction and occupation. You know, this is a very beautiful time to be a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. As a matter of fact, in one of the clips I had, and I'm going to play it, they were alluding to the fact that Trump's decision to pull out of this nuclear deal could mean the end of the American empire. Why? Because this would be the catalyst for the attacking of Persia. Why? Because this would be the catalyst for other nations unifying their position politically, economically, and militarily, not only against America, but her allies, which would strain the relations of America with her allies. Isolating America globally, then we tell you that America would suffer global isolation? Huh? Well, this is in the works. And all of this is part of this, and all of this is a cog in the engine of change, in the car of prophecy. It's all going down the highway, and we can look at the direction where it's headed. Nothing but destruction for America. Nothing but poverty. Nothing but what she has dished out to others, as thou hast done unto so shall it be done unto thee. Right? You did unto others. Now it's going to be done unto you. Don't cry that you're going to get fed what you have fed others freely. You gave everybody else a buffet of misery, destruction, death. And while you did it, you smiled. It was worth it. We will spread democracy. Well, the blowback effect, as science teaches us, that every action, right, runs into an equal or greater reaction. So as she has pillaged the earth under her rule, now she must get the reaction or the justice or judgment that is due to her. And believe me, the hand of God is going to mete it out justly. So I want you to listen to this. I think this is a two-minute clip. But they're alluding to that Trump's decision could lead to the fall of the empire. Listen close.
As everyone expected, Donald Trump announced that the United States was revoking or pulling out of its part of the Iran nuclear deal.
He did this because he is trying to, he needs the support of America's Jews and the Israel lobby in order to stay in power, in order to protect himself from the deep state. On this issue, the deep state was in favor of the Iran nuclear deal. Obama and Curry had worked this out. So the question is, now that this has happened, now that he has pulled out, what's going to happen? I've been saying all along that the main fallout here comes from the fact that he's going to reimpose the sanctions. If he reimposes those sanctions, this means that the Germany and England have announced that they are not going to go along with the deal. All of these European countries have already signed deals with Iran, and now if they reimpose the sanctions, that means that the United States will be engaged in economic warfare with Europe, with its partners in NATO, for the very empire that Trump says he's trying to protect here. You will be waging economic warfare against Germany. Germany has already gone on record as saying that this is illegal and they're not going to follow it. This is going to cause the breakup of NATO. And Germany cannot afford at this point to go along with these sanctions. Nobody in Europe can afford to go along with it. What Trump has done here is unite the entire world against him and Israel. This is a catastrophe from a rational point of view for the United States and its interests abroad.
We fear the doom of America that is now cutting her to pieces. The prophecy teaches us that her doom would come in one day. Death and mourning came in one day. One day means 1 year. Even after that, she shall utterly be burned with fire. Divine prophecy is that America will suffer isolation from the nations of the earth. That's Elijah Muhammad, right? America would suffer isolation from the nations of the earth. That means her enemies and allies alike. I got to play that clip again. When I play this clip again, keep this in mind. Divine prophecy is that America will suffer isolation from the nations of the earth. Keep that in mind as we replay this clip here, because, boy, this is a headbanger here. Pay close attention.
As everyone expected, Donald Trump announced that the United States was revoking or pulling out of its part of the Iran nuclear deal.
He did this because he is trying to – he needs the support of America's Jews and the Israel lobby in order to stay in power, in order to protect himself from the deep state. On this issue, the deep state was in favor of the Iran nuclear deal. Obama and Curry had worked this out. So the question is, now that this has happened, now that he has pulled out, what's going to happen? I've been saying all along that the main fallout here comes from the fact that he's going to reimpose the sanctions. If he reimposes those sanctions, this means that the Germany and England have announced that they are not going to go along with the deal. All of these European countries have already signed deals with Iran, and now if they reimpose the sanctions, that means that the United States will be engaged in economic warfare with Europe, with its partners in NATO. This is going to be a catastrophe for the very empire that Trump says he's trying to protect here. You will be waging economic warfare against Germany. Germany has already gone on record as saying that this is illegal and they're not going to follow it. This is going to cause the breakup of NATO. And Germany cannot afford at this point to go along with these sanctions. Nobody in Europe can afford to go along with it. What Trump has done here is unite the entire world against him and Israel. This is a catastrophe from any rational point of view for the United States and its interests abroad.
What Trump has done is unite the entire world against America and Israel. Divine prophecy is that America will suffer isolation from the nations of the earth, right? If the world is united against American policy, right, that means she has become what? Isolated. Is that not right? So we're looking at, we can see what prophecy says, and we can see where we are in prophecy because we can point to it. We can show you. We can let you hear the words of the mouths of the scholars, the scientists, the pundits, the prognosticators, the government officials, the military officials. We can show you, without a doubt, that we're living in the decline and the fall of America as prophesied by the last and the greatest messenger of Allah, the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. So, again, I ask you, whose side are you on? I'm on the side of the God that is bringing America down. I'm on the side of the God who's doing something that all the nations combined couldn't do, and that is to expose America as a rogue state and to bring her to her knees in abject poverty, isolation, and humiliation. I'm on the side of that God because I don't want no parts of that. You understand? So, with that being said, Trump pulls out of the Iranian deal. I spoke on this at the beginning of the show, and then I just heard this guy say, he touched upon it a little bit, about Obama and Kerry negotiating this deal. Now, I don't know where this clip is on my dashboard, but I did pull it up on YouTube, okay? And so I'm going to have to put take my headphones off and put them close to my computers, one of the computers anyhow. And I'm going to play this clip for you. And I want you to hear what John Kerry said would happen if they had not signed the nuclear deal with Iran. Now, mind you, this is back then when the Obama administration was in office, right? And how detrimental not signing or pulling out of the deal would have been to not only America's position politically, but economically, because it would be the precursor to the collapse of the dollar. Now, they warned this in an international setting. John Kerry was talking about these things when he was the Secretary of State. Now, Trump is pulling out of that. So what does that tell us what's going to happen? Talk back to me. So that means that America knows that there's no salvaging the dollar. They know that there's no salvaging the American economy. So now they have this, what you call a scorched earth policy. And this is what's going on. But I want you to listen closely to this. It might sound a little fuzzy, muzzle, or whatever, but pay close attention and look, because I'm about to take my headset off for a second, and I'm about to put it up to one of the screens, and I'm about to click this button, okay? Pay close attention to this. Give me time, because I'm doing this the black folk way, okay? So listen closely to this right here as we go to this. Please pay attention to this. I mean, with everything, listen.
They mastered the fuel cycle. When people say, oh my gosh, I'm worried about what happens in year 15 or 20, they may become a nuclear threshold nation. Folks, they are a nuclear threshold nation today. They became that. And they became that while we had a policy of no enrichment. A country that's mastered the fuel cycle.
People say, oh, we've got the 5+1 together again and negotiate a better deal. You're beginning to deal with that. Will you deal with the problem of getting that 5+1 again to get on the same position you're in now?
One of the reasons, Sir Harry, that we felt it was important to move forward with this negotiation is the fact that the sanctions was already framed. Remember, folks, we don't trade with Iran. We have a primary embargo. And by the way, the primary embargo will stay. But if everybody thinks, oh, no, we're just tough, the United States of America, we have our secondary sanctions, we can force people to do what we want. I actually heard that argument on television this morning. I've heard it from a number of the organizations that are working that are opposed to this agreement. They're spreading the word, America is strong enough, our banks are tough enough, we can just bring the hammer down and force our friends to do what we want them to. Well, look, a lot of business people in this room. Are you kidding me? The United States is going to start sanctioning our allies and their banks and their businesses because we walked away from a deal, and we're going to force them to do what we want them to do even though they agreed to the deal we came to? Are you kidding? That is a recipe, quickly, my friends, for them to walk away from Ukraine, where they are already very dicey and ready to say, well, we've done our bit. They were ready, in many cases, to say, well, we're the ones paying the price for your sanctions. It was Obama who went out and actually put together a sanctions regime that had an impact. I went to China. We persuaded China, don't buy more oil. We persuaded India and other countries to step back. Can you imagine trying to sanction them after persuading them to put in place sanctions to bring Iran to the negotiating table? And when they have not only come to the table, but they made a deal, we turn around and nix the deal and then tell them you're going to have to obey our rules on the sanctions anyway. That is a recipe very quickly, my friends, business people here, for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the
world. You heard that?
Did you hear that?
So John Kerry in 2015 is explaining to you why America had to do this deal. And if America pulled out of the deal and left her allies who went along with her in the deal and left those people whom she persuaded to come along on that Iranian deal, what would happen if America pulled out of the deal, right? So, brothers and sisters, I want you to pay close attention. I'm going to go back. I'm going to play that clip again of what this guy said about Trump today. Then I'm going to replay part of what Kerry has said because, brothers and sisters, listen, people don't let you understand. When they're talking to you, they don't talk to you on a level that you can understand. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to show you what was said, what is being said, and what is being done so you can understand that the ramifications didn't change. They only became worse for America. So if she pulled out of this deal and is demanding other people who trade with other nations to walk away from this deal, guess what happened? Mr. Kerry say, this is a recipe of what? For destruction for the dollar. Is that not right? So if Trump is pulling out, that, what does that mean? That means that he knows that there's no savage in the dollar. What did Mama say? We're living in the decline of what? The American dollar, right? Because it has no sound backing, right? See, what you're looking at is a prophetic picture being painted for you so that you can understand the time. It's a very beautiful time to be a follower of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad. Listen closely to this again. I'm going to play this again. This is a minute and 56 seconds. And pay close attention to what this geopolitician politician is saying to you. And then we're going to go back and revisit John Kerry again to give it that more oomph so that you can understand where America and Israel is headed, okay? Pay close attention. If Blog Talk don't interrupt us as we're trying to play the clip. Here we go.
As everyone expected, Donald Trump announced that the United States was revoking or pulling out of its part of the Iran nuclear deal.
He did this because he is trying to – he needs the support of America's Jews and the Israel lobby in order to stay in power, in order to protect himself from the deep state. On this issue, the deep state was in favor of the Iran nuclear deal. Obama and Kerry had worked this out. So the question is, now that this has happened, now that he has pulled out, what's going to happen? I've been saying all along that the main fallout here comes from the fact that he's going to reimpose the sanctions. If he reimposes those sanctions, this means that the Germany and England have announced that they are not going to go along with the deal. All of these European countries have already signed deals with Iran, and now if they reimpose the sanctions, that means that the United States will be engaged in economic warfare with Europe, with its partners in NATO. This is going to be a catastrophe for the very empire that Trump says he's trying to protect here. You will be waging economic warfare against Germany. Germany has already gone on record as saying that this is illegal and they're not going to follow it. This is going to cause the breakup of NATO. And Germany cannot afford at this point to go along with these sanctions. Nobody in Europe can afford to go along with it. What Trump has done here is unite the entire world against him and Israel. This is a catastrophe from any rational point of view for the United States and its interests abroad.
So you heard that real quick. And he specifically talked about Germany won't go along with it and how no nation in Europe can afford to go along with it. Why? Because of the debt burden. They've already been swapping debts with the U.S. to try to keep the euro and the U.S. dollar afloat. They've already been doing massive quantitative easing to try to keep the economies of America and the European Union going, to keep a unified European Union and to keep the masses from revolting and America's masses from revolting. So Germany being the number one manufacturer, number one exporter and importer, and number one economy in Europe, and the second largest Western or white economy, is in trouble because of the man. You see how the Deutsche Bank or whatever, the German bank with all their trillions in derivatives, you see how they keep laying off people and closing and shutting businesses because they see the debt burden is so high. Following America's lead, see, this is what you get. You lay down with that prostitute over there, thinking you're going to have a good time, and you don't know it. You come back and you got crabs, you got gonorrhea, you got syphilis, you got AIDS. This is what's going on in America's spiritual, or I would say geopolitical partners are burning. They have the economic and the political clout. And they see that America's not offering any penicillin. It's only getting worse. So John Kerry says, this, listen closely, let me take the headphones again. Now remember what that guy said, and now listen again to what John Kerry is saying to the people as he's trying to talk to the bankers, the politicians, the investors. He's sitting there at a forum talking, and he's trying to explain to them why we had to take the deal. Why? And if we didn't, this would happen, this would happen, and this would happen. So if we pull out, this would happen. He's telling you these things in the successive events, and Trump is pulling out. So pay mind to that. As you listen again, pay close attention.
When people say, oh my gosh, I'm worried about what happens in year 15 or 20, they may become a nuclear threshold nation. Folks, they are a nuclear threshold nation today. They became that. And they became that while we had a policy of no enrichment. That a country that's mastered the fuel cycle.
People say, oh, we've got the 5+1 together again and negotiate a better deal. You're beginning to deal with that. Will you deal with the problem of getting that 5+1 again to get on the same position you're in now?
One of the reasons, Sir Harry, that we felt it was important to move forward with this negotiation is the fact that the sanctions was already framed. Remember, folks, we don't trade with Iran. We have a primary embargo. And by the way, the primary embargo will stay. But if everybody thinks, oh, no, we're just tough, the United States of America, we have our secondary sanctions, we can force people to do what we want. I actually heard that argument on television this morning. I've heard it from a number of the organizations that are working that are opposed to this agreement. They're spreading the word, America is strong enough, our banks are tough enough, we can just bring the hammer down and force our friends to do what we want them to. Well, look, a lot of business people in this room. Are you kidding me? The United States is going to start sanctioning our allies and their banks and their businesses because we walked away from a deal, and we're going to force them to do what we want them to do even though they agreed to the deal we came to? Are you kidding? That is a recipe, quickly, my friends, for them to walk away from Ukraine, where they are already very dicey and ready to say, well, we've done our bit. They were ready, in many cases, to say, well, we're the ones paying the price for your sanctions. It was Obama who went out and actually put together a sanctions regime that had an impact. I went to China. We persuaded China, don't buy more oil. We persuaded India and other countries to step back. Can you imagine trying to sanction them after persuading them to put in place sanctions to bring Iran to the negotiating table? And when they have not only come to the table, but they made a deal, we turn around and nix the deal and then tell them you're going to have to obey our rules on the sanctions anyway. That is a recipe very quickly, my friends, business people here, for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the world, which is already bubbling out there.
So I got to play this clip. It's so beautiful. While he was talking, I was Googling something, because I wanted to try to pull something up for you again. Remember that in both clips, they talked about the consequences of trying to renegotiate this deal or pulling out of the deal, right? Now, I want to go to something real quick. Y'all bear with your brother. This is live on air, and we do things on the spur of the moment because we want you to get all this truth. But I want you to pay close attention. This is a two-minute clip. I don't know what this clip has in it, but I know what the headline says, and I'll tell you the headline in just a minute. But I want you to pay close attention. I'm taking my headphones off again, and I'm going to try to I'm going to see if this is going to play. And then I want you to pay close attention. This is CBS News, and this was a while ago. And I'm hoping that it plays. It's looking like it wants to play. And the headlines is this. Trump wants to renegotiate Iran nuclear deal. And in this, I guess the video was taken down by CBS. If I was him, I would have took it down too. Due to the fact that they're being exposed. Oh, here it is. We can get it on YouTube. Listen closer to this. Okay, here we are. We can get it on YouTube in just a second. So I want you to pay close attention to this right here. After this commercial, you know how YouTube is. YouTube put these commercials, and this is on spur of the moment, so I got to skip this commercial. Pay close attention.
It wasn't a missile this time tonight.
Uh-oh.
Kim Jong-un shut off his mouth, calling President Trump a mentally deranged dotard, and warning he'll pay dearly for his threats, which you'll recall include wiping North Korea off the map. Earlier in the day, Mr. Trump slapped new economic sanctions on the North, but his efforts to get Kim to the bargaining table may be jeopardized by his threats to scrap the nuclear deal with Iran. Here's White House and senior foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Brennan.
President Trump wants to renegotiate the 2015 agreement that froze Iran's nuclear program in exchange for lifting financial sanctions.
That deal is an embarrassment to the United States, and I don't think you've heard the last of it.
He wants a longer, more stringent deal, and is trying to force the issue by accusing Iran of not complying with the terms of the existing deal, even though all five other signatories, including Russia and China, say otherwise. So does the Secretary of State.
Iran is in technical compliance of the agreement.
Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said his country will not renegotiate and warned a U.S. pullout would have broader implications.
Is there a diplomatic way out?
Talking would be a waste of time, he said, and in the future no other government would be willing to negotiate with a country that tramples on its commitments. Walking away from the Iran deal may also complicate U.S. attempts to get North Korea to agree to give up its nuclear weapons. Senior National Security contributor Michael Morrell.
So if we back away in any way from our nuclear agreement with Iran, we send a signal to North Korea that a future president might unravel their deal too. So it is a disincentive, strong disincentive for North Korea to come to an agreement with the United States.
Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said he is optimistic that the U.S. can handle both threats.
The threat's the same, but the nature of the agreements are going to be quite different in terms of what's necessary to achieve the objective of denuclearizing North Korea and Iran that never pursues nuclear weapons.
I asked U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley if walking away from the Iran nuclear deal makes it harder to broker one with North Korea. Her response? It doesn't undermine U.S. credibility, but shows the president is looking out for the American people. Anthony?
So, you heard that. He wants to renegotiate. Now, this has ramifications unheard of, because this is not just a political thing. This is a challenge to Americans' power globally. This is a challenge economically, because these people are invested in this deal. The sanctions were supposed to be lifted. See, this is showing America, what did Rouhani say? If America pulls out, now this was September 2017 when that interview was going down. If America pulls out of the deal, it will show other nations, all of the other nations, that there's no sense of even negotiating with America because she won't honor none of her deals. What'd she just do? She pulled out of the deal. So what just happened? She got exposed, right? So, Mr. John Kerry, I got brothers and sisters, you just got to listen. Sometimes when I'm talking, when I'm reading something in the book, I'll read it 2, 3, 4 times because I'm trying to reiterate something. So if I play a little small clip 2, 3 times, don't think hard of me. I'm trying to bring a message home to you, to show you a point. God, the time is going down. I thought the show was an hour and 30 minutes. There's 15 minutes left. Brother Rashid, I'll bring you back in just a second. I got to play Mr. Kerry one more time, and I want him to elaborate on what was just said.
When people say, oh, my gosh, I'm worried about what happens in year 15 or 20, they may become a nuclear threshold nation. Folks, they are a nuclear threshold nation today. They became that. And they became that while we had a policy of no enrichment. A country that's mastered the fuel cycle.
People say, oh, we'll get the 5+1 together again and negotiate a better deal. You're beginning to deal with that. Will you deal with the problem of getting that 5+1 again to get on the same position you're in now?
One of the reasons, Sir Harry, that we felt it was important to move forward with this negotiation is the fact that the sanctions was already framed.
Stop right there. You heard what he said? He said, the commentator posed the question, well, what do you talk about, the people who say we should negotiate to get a better deal? Can I say the sanctions were already framed. Iran was already establishing itself as an independent nuclear threshold nation. Iran was already trading with other nations, and we had to bribe these other nations. We had to beg them for time so that we can institute this else. What else, Mr. Muhammad? Listen to what Mr. Kerry says. It's the ramifications of all of this.
Remember, folks, we don't trade with Iran. We have a primary embargo. And by the way, the primary embargo will stay. But if everybody thinks, oh, no, we're just tough, the United States of America, we have our secondary sanctions, we can force people to do what we want. I actually heard that argument on television this morning. I've heard it from a number of the organizations that are working that are opposed to this agreement. They're spreading the word, America is strong enough, our banks are tough enough, we can just bring the hammer down and force our friends to do what we want them to. Well, look, a lot of business people in this room. Are you kidding me? The United States is going to start sanctioning our allies and their banks and their businesses because we walked away from a deal, and we're going to force them to do what we want them to do even though they agreed to the deal we came to? Are you kidding? That is a recipe, quickly, my friends, for them to walk away from Ukraine, where they are already very dicey and ready to say, well, we've done our bit. They were ready, in many cases, to say, well, we're the ones paying the price for your sanctions. It was Obama who went out and actually put together a sanctions regime that had an impact. I went to China. We persuaded China, don't buy more oil. We persuaded India and other countries to step back. Can you imagine trying to sanction them after persuading them to put in place sanctions to bring Iran to the negotiating table? And when they have not only come to the table, but they made a deal, we turn around and nix the deal and then tell them you're going to have to obey our rules on the sanctions anyway. That is a recipe very quickly, my friends, business people here, for the American dollar to cease to be the reserve currency of the world, which is already bubbling out there. And if the United States were to behave that way, not only would we have lost them with respect to the sanctions, but we will lose their support if we had to use military action. Can you imagine Israel and the United States taking military action because we forced a situation where Iran goes back to what it was doing because we wouldn't live by the deal that we already agreed to, which the United Nations has already approved 15-0 in the Security Council? One thing you can't bomb away here, folks, is knowledge. The missile sanctions for 8 years, the arms sanctions for 5 years. The issue here is, can you build the kind of international support structure that we built to make it really meaningful? We had our sanctions in place for quite a few years. It didn't get the job done. It wasn't until we got everybody else at the table, and more importantly, till we got a lot of countries that do trade with Iran stop the trading, that had the impact.
So Mr. Kerry tells you, and he said, and he also said something unknowingly, he said something in the midst of all that. I was listening to him, and I said, the devil is a liar. In the midst of all of that talk, you know how Trump and all of these politicians are talking about how Iran came to the nuclear negotiating table and wanted to negotiate with America? No, that's not what Kerry said. He said, we had to talk to the people that they trade with. We had to talk to other people and have them to help us bring Iran to the negotiating table. So it wasn't Iran that was begging, it was America. You see, this is what I'm saying. If you listen to these people long enough, you can hear the lies. You can hear the fear. But this is everything that Kerry said that America was doing the deal for to keep from happening. And if we pull out of the deal, and just imagine the ramifications of America pulls out of the deal, and we go bomb Iran for something they were doing before we got them to the negotiating table. Just imagine what it would be like if America in Israel does that. What's happening right now? Huh? Talk to me. Do you not see? This is what I'm saying. We're living in a decline of the dollar. The economic collapse of America and the collapse of the Western world, the moral and ethical collapse, right? And the political collapse of this established order is being pushed out. Let me go back to Brother Rashid, because Brother Rashid had something he wanted to say. So I'm going to bring in Brother Rashid. As-salamu alaykum, brother.
Wale Islam, brother. What you are saying and what we are seeing is what the messenger said. It's confusion, confusion, confusion. The white
yes.
man is confused. And what he's saying also is that you're going to listen to what how the white man talks. Iran can't have a nuclear weapon. Well, how many do you got, Mr. White Man? Well, I only got 6 billion. But you got to get one. You can't have one. If you get
yeah.
one, I'll kill you. Fair play has nothing to do with the white man's world. All you Jesus people out there, what would Jesus say about bombing somebody? What would Jesus say? Would Jesus be on the side of going around bombing people for no good reason at all? I can have a weapon, but you can't have it. Is that really a God-sent man? And then another thing, I really carry right today is going behind Trump, we call him the chump, back and trying his best to keep the deal in place. That shows you that America is confused. One guy out of power is going around to all of these countries saying, "Hey, man, let's stay in the deal." And Trump, who is not he's not stupid, but he's not the brightest bulb in the briar patch. He is running around there saying, "I don't want that. I don't want this. I don't want this." He's a fool. And first of all, he's not a politician. He don't know
right.
the fine art. A politician's fine art is what? Saying one thing and doing another. Lying where people say they don't get upset about your lies. That's not Trump. Trump is what they say that 10 minutes later he just said something different. This is what America's been devolved into. A joke. And this is what Elijah Muhammad says, how Allah would bring him. Boy, it's for us to know that it is beautiful to see what's going on. Boy, we've been waiting for the Trump for 80 years since Islam been here. We've been waiting for a president to come along and do this type of stuff. Assalamu alaikum, Black.
Wa alaikum salam. And that's right. You see the division. The division of the government. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad told us that. He says, America is bringing about political gloom. Here, her politicians are unable to carve out a future for America. Now, why? It's because they are now divided. See, Kerry knows what's at stake. He laid it out on an international forum. Listen to me good. This was not something that you could market. He was before business leaders, politicians, press people. It was almost like the Davos over in Russia when they have that meeting in Davos. And they have all of these world leaders, businessmen, and all of this stuff, and they discuss world issues and stuff. And so Kerry was telling the ramifications of what would take place if we walk away from the agreement, if we do X, Y, and Z, if we force our hand, if we make or try to make those people whom we beg to come to the negotiating table to get Iran there, and our allies, if we turn our backs and walk away, what would happen? And then it was so beautiful at the end, he said something, and he didn't know he was saying it for today. When he said, just think about if we are forced to go to war and America and Israel bombs Iran, for doing something that they were doing before we negotiated with them. You see, what's going on? Look in the media right now. This tells you that the empire is insane. Allah has smitten them with derision, right? And they don't even know every step they think they're making forward. They're making 3, 4, 5, even 100 steps backwards. And this is the undoing of the empire. This is the undoing of it. And don't listen to me. I'm going to go back to Kerry, but I'm not going to play the whole clip. I want you to listen to what he says here about this. This is like right in the middle of what he's saying. And pay close attention again, brothers and sisters, because there's something in what he's saying that you've got to listen to. Because it's happening right now. And he's giving his people, in 2015, this was published, actually, this article, this thing came out in 2015, and it was published in December the 3rd, 2016, or something like that. So I want you to listen closely to what he's saying. I'm not going through the whole video. I'm going at the one-minute clip because this was a 3-minute and 48-second video. Listen to how he explains Iran and America's situation. Pay close attention again.
Deal we came to? Are you kidding? That is a recipe, quickly, my friends,